Now, the fact of the matter is, he says, I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. We're those people. We're the ones who were sent. So we're not greater than Jesus, okay? We're just his servants. So, if he did this, then we for sure should do it, because we're lesser than him. But there's one more verse, verse 17. Important verse. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Is there anybody in this room who is unhappy with their Christianity? Unhappy with their life? Anybody here who feels like they don't have all the fulfillment they want in their life? I can tell you where to find it. Now you say, oh, I don't believe that. I believe that servants are unhappy, but I don't think Jesus was talking about a physical, bubbly happiness. I think he was talking about a blessedness, like the scripture always speaks about. A state of in a good place. Baloney. The two words cannot be separated like that. I don't know of a person anywhere who is in a good place, in a blessed state, with God the Father and Jesus Christ smiling down on everything they do, that isn't a happy person. Those two words have the same root meaning. And they have, even if they are slightly different, they are very much the same. And I will tell you who is happy in this room. It's the people who have learned to be a servant. Those are the people who are happy here. If you think, let me tell you who is unhappy in this room. Anybody who thinks that anybody owes them anything. Because I guarantee you, if there's anybody sitting in this room who thinks that anybody owes them anything, I guarantee you, you are not getting the pay you think you have deserved. Because humans do not render to our dues the way we usually feel they owe them to us. I don't care who you are. I don't care who your friends are. I don't care if you have the nicest brothers and sisters and the nicest mother and father and the nicest friends. I don't care who you are. Nobody will ever give to you everything that you think you deserve if you are a selfish, living in the flesh kind of a person. You'll never get it. So as long as you think to yourself, here I am on the social scale. I think my kids owe me this. I think my mom and dad owe me this. And I can't believe my grandma and grandpa didn't leave me more in their will. And I think my church members should worship me a little bit more than they do. And I think they should thank me a little bit more for the things I do. And I think I should get paid a little bit for some of the things I do. As long as you think anybody owes you anything, you aren't going to be getting everything. So then you got something to go home and fuss about. And you can lay in bed at night when you should be falling asleep and think about all the things that people owe you and that are still outstanding. And wonder how you can bill them for it. And you will not be happy. I'll tell you what, you will be happy if you do. If you decide that nobody owes you anything, that you're just a servant of Jesus Christ, and all your debt's been paid, and now you owe everything you've got to him and everybody that he told you to serve, and you go out and you start just trying to love people and be nice to everybody and do good everywhere you can, you might just wake up in a couple weeks here and just say, I can't believe how much fun this is.